Welcome to Android Guys in Brief, tech news worth knowing. My name is Andrew Myrick, and today is Friday, October 5th, 2018. This is the tech news that you need to know. Dark mode comes to Google News. When it comes to getting your news, it's important to have a good app to keep yourself up to date. Google News launched back in May and has seen a few updates, but the latest is the most exciting. Google has pushed an update which brings dark mode to the entire application. After the update has been installed, you should be able to toggle dark mode by heading into the settings within the News app. It seems that not everyone is getting the update just yet, but you can head over to the Play Store and check. Moto G7 renders show water drop notch and more. The Moto G lineup of devices is one of the most popular options due to its price and slick design. We are expecting to see the Moto G7 launch in 2019, but there are new renders that show off the device. The renders confirm that Motorola will be moving to a water drop notch with an 18:9 display. There are bezels at the top and the bottom with Motorola's branding on the chin and a cutout for an earpiece speaker at the top. On the rear of the device, the G7 will continue to include the camera bump package with dual sensors. Other specs include 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage, and a 3500 mAh battery with Android Pie. Samsung expects record-breaking profits thanks to the iPhone. Samsung has released its earnings for Q3 2018 and states it is expecting to see record profits. As for the specifics, Samsung claims that its operating profits will come in around $15 billion, while its quote-unquote consolidated sales are estimated at around $57.5 billion. Unfortunately, Samsung did not share a breakdown of where these profits and sales came from. However, the display division is said to have seen a huge increase after providing the OLED displays for the iPhone XS and XS Max. We will have to wait until the end of October to see exactly how Samsung performed, which includes potential sales from the Galaxy S9 lineup and Note 9. New Mate 20 renders reveal more info on the new camera system. Huawei is set to unveil its new Mate 20 lineup at an event on October 16th. However, the company seemingly can't stop the leaks as the Mate 20 has been revealed in another set of renders. These renders give us a better look at the Mate 20's triple camera setup. This setup includes three cameras placed in a square, along with the flash sensor. While some suspected Huawei might make the move to an embedded fingerprint scanner, that won't be the case. The Mate 20 will have a rear-mounted fingerprint scanner placed below the camera module. Google Drive Material Design 2 redesign coming soon. One of the biggest announcements at I/O 2018 was a series of new tools aimed to help developers match the material design theme. Since then, we have seen a few of Google's apps updated with a new theme dubbed Material Design 2. Google Drive will seemingly be the next in line to receive the update, and thanks to XDA developers, we now know what it will look like. Overall, this new interface helps to simplify the experience for users. There are also quite a few changes in store for how to interact with various areas of the application. The update itself is already available within the latest version of Drive. However, Google has not yet started rolling it out to users just yet. We will have to wait and see when Google will flip the switch. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Blue Microphones. Blue makes the most popular USB microphone around, used by podcasters, esports stars, and more. If you'd like to pick up a Blue microphone, head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this post. We'll have a coupon code where you can save 20%.